Zogt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Avos, Perik Hei, Mishnah Yud Beis, Arba Midas B'Talmidim. There are four levels of Talmidim, four different types of Midas when it comes to the ability of certain Talmidim to learn. Mar L'Shmaya, there's someone who's quick to learn. He chaps right away. But, Umar L'Yabed, he's also quick to forget it. Yotza Schori B'Fseide, his gain is outweighed by his loss. Since he doesn't remember what he learned, so really, the fact that he chaps it right away doesn't help much. Then there's Kasha L'Shmaya, one who's slow to chap. It's very hard for him to understand. But once he gets it, he gets it. The Kasha L'Yabed, he's slow to forget it. So on him we say, Yotze Hefseide B'Schorai. His loss is outweighed by his gain. It's not a frustrating, it takes him a while to chop it, but the fact that he remembers it once he gets it, that's the main thing. Now, why would any of this make a difference? Says the Batanura. Suppose we have two Talmidim in front of us, and I could only provide food for one of them. So give it to the one who it takes him longer to chop, but once he has it, he doesn't forget it. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Maya L'Shmoya V'Kasha L'Yabed, one who's quick to learn and slow to forget. Chacham. The Maganavis explains that most people that are wise have this Midah, but it doesn't mean that someone who struggles to learn is not a Chacham. Kasha L'Shmoya U'Maher L'Yabed, it's hard for him to learn, and once he learns he forgets quickly, Zechelig Ra, that's literally a bad portion. Now, unlike in the previous cases, we're not saying he's a Rasha Chas V'Shal. It's not this person's fault. The Mishnah Fakir is saying he has a big struggle. And if he continues to learn, wow, he deserves a world of credit.